Now, Germany, how long have we been friends? I thought I knew you, girl.
Child, I thought I knew all there was to know about you.
Stick around and hear what happens when you decide to get even more vulnerable with your best friend.
Period.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast. Your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany, the joke-cracking, detail-oriented friend who is always down the road when you need her. For the legal stuff, though, not the illegal stuff.
And I'm Germany, the loyal friend who keeps you laughing. I'm a ray of sunshine, and you can always find me on the dance floor. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, my boo-boo babies. It's been a minute since I've called y'all my boo-boo babies.
Really?
I feel like it has. I don't feel like I've said boo-boo babies in a minute.
What have you been calling them? Girly pops or what?
Whatever I want. I don't know. Whatever comes to mind. But Tweedledos. Today is boo-boo babies. Y'all are mine. Okay.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
It feels good to be back here, actually. Just us.
I know. We've been doing... Mm-hmm. We had guests all last month for our series. And we're back into our solo.
Yeah.
Back. Which I love.
I do too.
I really love it here.
I love having expert homegirls weigh in on topics that, you know, we need support on. But I do love the energy that we share when we're just here on the couch together. Just me and you.
Ooh, baby.
That's it, okay? Just the two.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Yeah.
I was going to say, how are you feeling? How's your weekend?
My weekends have been lit every weekend.
Oh, period.
They have been. They have. We have officially entered Leo season, and I'm not a Leo, but I'm a Leo rising.
Uh-huh.
And so that energy is alive and well in me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Mixie likes to be outside doing stuff type of girl.
Okay.
That's me.
Yeah, the weekends have been going up. I'm not going to lie. And each time when I'm like, oh, I know that I'm really getting into, I'm in my homebody era,
mm-hmm.
and I really do enjoy being at home, but it also feels good when I push myself and I'm like, girl, come on, let's go out. Because I always have a good time. I know I'm going to have a good time out. It's just the process of like getting out. But yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The girls had a good time. We went to a place that I enjoy, Grandmaster Recorders.
Yeah.
I thought it was called Records, but it's Recorders.
Recorders, yeah.
It's a cute little rooftop situation mm-hmm. in West Hollywood, and the girlies love a rooftop.
Yeah.
The girlies love a good craft cocktail.
And they have some great drinks. This was our second time there. The first time we went with a friend for her birthday. And then, as TikTok does, I stumbled across something that said, this is happening in LA this weekend. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
sounds like I might want to be there.
Yeah.
Sounds like a place that we should go.
It was a little day party.
Yeah. Crowd was a little younger from what we learned.
But the crowd was younger. But you know what? The aunties can hang. And
yeah, it was still a good time.
When you're mature, you start to do things for convenience, like pay for a seat. So you can have somewhere to sit during the function. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a younger crowd, but we were in our auntie energy.
It wasn't so young.
To where it's like, we need to go home.
No. It was still a vibe. It was a vibe. But we've been in our bag doing what it is that we want to do. We said what we wanted to do, and now we're starting to do what we want to do. Okay? Because we had went to Everyday People
mm-hmm.
a few weeks back, and we were like, you know what? We want a table. When we go out, we want a table.
We do. I like having a table.
We don't want to sit down. We don't want to stand up and
amongst
have our drinks.
The masses all the time.
We don't. And it's no tea, no shade because we've done that too. And we will do it again at some point, I'm sure.
Of course. But we definitely will.
We have the ability and the resources to get a table. So that's what's going to be happening from now on. So when we got there, we got our first little cocktail at the bar. We said,
because the experience, we just did what we wanted to do.
Right.
We just did what we wanted to do.
We were like, no.
At the end of the day.
A table is needed. Let's get it.
So yeah, I'm enjoying this outside summer. It's definitely giving 2016 energy. Summer 16 energy.
Mm-hmm.
The star says something.
What?
About that.
What'd they say? This is going to be a nostalgic summer?
Something like that.
Okay.
Something, girl. Well, you know, I don't be retaining all the information that the star says, but when I read it, I say, I get it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So yeah. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I feel like I'm in a like nice energy right now. I feel good. I feel happy. I've been in my manifestation bag, like just my thoughts. I've been really, really particular about the way that I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's been helping.
I agree.
I'm like, uh-uh. As soon as I find myself not thinking in a positive way or in a way that's going to will what it is that I believe I should have into fruition, into this present reality, I'm like, nope.
Turn it around.
Period. I only speak in the present moment.
Turn it around.
I will. I did. I am. It's happening. It already happened. I'm like, no. That happened yesterday. We were getting our table and they were trying to put us in some little outskirts and we were like, no.
Right.
We need to be in the midst of the crowd.
Yes.
We need to be in the middle of what's going on. And they're like, well, let's figure out. Let us see if we can figure it out. And I'm like, they're going to get it together. They've already gotten it together. They're just waiting. Yeah, it's already together. And what do you know? They came back and they were like, follow us. We have you. We have you set up. You girls, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So pretty girls coming through.
Right.
Me and my girl.
Yeah, it gave that. So I'm feeling good. I'm really enjoying this energy.
I like this energy for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So what else is that?
So we're here with y'all in our new month, August. It's my birthday month. Yeah. Yes, I am turning 35 this month. I'm super fucking excited about it. I'm excited about my birthday plans. And you know what I was thinking yesterday? Mm. When I was thinking about my birthday, I'm like, what do I want to do on my actual birthday? And I think I might get like a hotel room and do like a little staycation. Why not?
How are you going to do that on your actual birthday?
Because I'm off. So I'll just check in on my birthday and then check out.
Okay.
The next day, you know?
What day are we leaving?
We're leaving on Friday.
Oh, okay.
My birthday's on Wednesday.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be cute.
My birthday's on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, you know, it's my birthday. It's a milestone birthday. Why not treat myself to an experience that I would like?
Yeah, you should. I think so. I think that's a good plan.
So
book your room.
Birthday's coming up. I love August. I'm gonna let the Leos have y'all fun. But Virgos are waiting to enter the building. The Virgos are waiting to enter the building. Okay.
And then the Libras. Jesus Christ. I'm already ready for it to be Libra season. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, you need to slow down.
I'm like, let's slow down.
You got your foot on the gas. Slow down. Slow the fuck down.
Okay, I'm driving a stick shift.
Slow down. Like, get in the back seat. Get in the back seat.
I like Virgo season too, though. I enjoy Virgo season.
Period.
So, you know, we'll get there. I'm enjoying both of the seasons because I will be benefiting off it being Virgo season. I love it.
Yeah, it becomes a little marathon.
Yeah, it becomes both our birthdays. It's like, okay,
it becomes a little mini marathon. A little mini marathon.
Yes, but we're here today.
We're here today.
Top of the month. Happy August.
Yes.
And we're taking a unconventional approach to today's episode.
To the month, actually. It's a goodie bag month.
It is a goodie bag month. We'll be all over the place. It's still going to be good, though. It's going to be great. But today, we're taking an unconventional approach to the episode. We feel like we know each other really well. I think we do. But Brittany found these cards. Do you want to tell the girls about the cards?
Yeah. So these cards are by a brand called The Skin Deep. And they have a show, a YouTube channel, where people have these conversations and they ask the deep questions to just go beneath the surface and get to know each other on a deeper level, mm-hmm. asking the questions that sometimes we just don't pose ourselves. And I saw the friendship ones and I said, Germany, we should do them.
Yes.
I've done cards like these before with a man, mm-hmm. yeah. but I think that they would be good for us because like she said, I do feel like we know so much about each other, but there's just some questions that we don't ask.
You just don't even know what to ask.
Right. Sometimes. So the cards are by The Skin Deep. It's the friendship edition. Mm-hmm. If you have a homegirl or homegirls you want to get a little deeper with, highly encourage you to get these cards.
Which I think this could be really cute for like a girls' night in.
Yes.
You know, like cook some great dinner or cater, have everybody bring a dish, have a signature cocktail for the night.
I think it needs to be in because once we did a little rendition of this, kind of like create our own when we had our Galentine's,
oh, yeah.
we were in a puddle at the fucking table. Yeah. So probably do it at a girls' night.
Girls' night in can be really fun.
Just in case it gets a little emotional.
That's an idea for y'all. Okay.
So are you ready? Okay, y'all. Before we get into these juicy questions, we need to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying
life's little pleasures. Have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Okay, y'all, so you know it's time for our church announcements. These are the things that we need you to do. Okay, so take out your pen and paper. First things first, leave a rating for the show if you haven't. And hit that bell so that you get all the notifications for the episodes.
Yes, we need you. Also, interact with the content, right? The episode. Make sure you're answering the question. How did you like the episode? What did you learn? Also, I want to start knowing who y'all shared it with. Include that, okay? Last week, we shared an episode. Actually, not last week. 2 weeks ago. The Spotlight Effect. That is an episode that was featured over on Patreon as a bonus. So Patreon, we have our exclusive membership community, the Homegirl Hangout. If you liked the Spotlight episode, you are going to love the other episodes that are being featured over there.
You
we
are.
Do that type of content. So it's more of what you're getting here. If you love it, get your ass over there.
Get over there. Get over there.
Yeah.
So we have some new mommies who joined the Homegirl Hangout that I want to shout out.
What's up?
We have Hannah.
Hey, Hannah.
Melange. Shania.
Hey, Shania.
And Taylor.
Hey, Taylor.
Hey, y'all. Welcome.
It's good to have y'all.
Make sure you come on over to the Discord, too. That information is in your email for how to come over there. Come on over to Discord.
Yeah, a little group
chat. About the book club, challenges, all of that tea. Before we get back to the show, we do have our next link up coming up this month. Bring Your Own Everything, another park day.
Yes, the park day was a hit. It was a blast. It was such a good time just hanging out with the girlies in the community and seeing some new faces, some familiar faces. People brought their dogs. The homegirls brought their dogs. We learned that Tamia line dance.
We did.
And it was just a really nice time to connect and interact. A very low pressure day. And it just gave me everything that I needed. So we decided that we would run it back. Our BYOE picnic is going to be August 19th, right? August 19th.
Yes, Saturday, August 19th.
Yes, Saturday, August 19th. We'll be sure to drop a link in this episode so that you can register. Registering just lets us know that you're coming.
Yes.
That's it. Data. You know data is king.
We need that. We need
to know what the fuck is going on.
And let's just call this one my birthday celebration.
Yeah, that too. That too.
Let's just call it that.
Yeah. So that information will be down in the show notes. You can sign up. And we just hope to see you out there. It's going to be a blast.
It is. We're going to have a good time. Okay, y'all. Let's get back to the show. So we picked 5 cards. We haven't read them yet.
We haven't.
But the instructions told us to randomly grab some cards, and then we're going to go back and forth. So who wants to go first?
I can go first.
No, let me go first.
Okay, well, shit.
Okay. What do you think is my biggest fear?
What do I think is your biggest?
What am I scared of?
Probably not succeeding. That's what I would say. I feel like maybe not succeeding is your biggest fear. And all the work that it takes to like, see, like you already are very like a perfectionist and kind of driven, like a really driven person. Yes,
ambitious.
Yeah, very ambitious. And I think that sometimes if you're not seeing the results that you feel like you should be seeing, it's challenging.
You really know me, girl. You do. I was just listening to this thing on a pattern and it said exactly that. Like, I'm so driven and ambitious and I put like such large expectations on myself for it to be like a certain way that I see in my mind. And when it's not that way, it's like, no, like how I'll be like, if I don't want to do it, if I'm not going to do it good, or I don't want to do it at all.
Yeah.
She knows me.
That's what I would say. Do I, and then the what?
I asked you, I mean, I answer it now. What is your biggest fear?
Or is it that what?
Oh, no, then okay. I have okay, the answer sorry, for you. Bad, yeah.
First time doing this with you guys here today.
I think your biggest fear is maybe not having the freedom that you think you deserve, like being able to live life on your own terms. Am I right?
I would.
Like, I know that you want, I know that there's a life of like a leisure that you want. And I think your fear is probably, one of your fears is that maybe that's not obtainable for you.
Yeah.
But you really want it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
That is, yeah, I would say so.
I don't know if it's your biggest.
No, maybe not my biggest, but that is definitely one of them, because I think about the part of me that's so practical and logical and like grounded in reality, it takes me out of being able to like dream that and think that that's possible. Like this life of, yeah, I really want to be a lady of leisure. I really want to be a darling so badly. But then I think like, okay, but like, how is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Does that even like exist for me? Does that only exist for people who are like being kept by a nigga, a man? Right. A baller shot caller, because that's not my story, right? And then I'll start to psych myself out and think like, maybe you can't have it.
That's what we share. The Capricorn in us is very practical and also like ambitious and driven and want certain things, but we feel like we have to do all of the hard work to get that, and we don't really tap into the dreamer in us.
Yeah,
but we don't have to. We don't. It's possible.
And I feel like in this era, that's what I'm like allowing myself to lean into, the dreamer, the wishfulness of myself, you know, like, listen, girl, just say what you want and don't worry about how it's going to happen. The other day I was walking, I'm like, I want this. I don't give a damn. It's not for me to figure out the details around how it's going to happen. I just have to be present and speak what I want. Period. And that's it. Cause people are speaking what they want and they're getting what they want.
They are.
And I'm not exempt to that energy.
Listen, you're not.
So. My card next. Okay. How have your feelings for me changed?
The relationship.
Huh. A touch of romance.
How they changed? I feel like they've just gotten deeper as our friendship has grown.
Yeah.
It's gotten like this is a for lifer.
Yeah.
Energy, you know?
Yeah.
For lifer. I can't see you not being in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's grown over the years.
Yeah, for sure. Strengthened. I shared this on Dr. Shonda's podcast. We were on Dr. Shonda's podcast recently talking about friendship. And I was driving home one day and I was thinking about like my life and my various relationships and how I really see this relationship as like a marriage, the way I would see a marriage. Not that it is a marriage, but the same intensity around like deciding to marry a partner and being with them long term. Like for me, when I get married to the person, whoever is going to be, I imagine like locking in, nigga, literally to the casket, nigga. I always tell Andres, they're going to have to bury us on top of each other.
The double plot.
Just put us together right there, okay? Two at the same time. But I feel like that about you. I'm like, dog, Brittany is really like... If I have to think about marrying two people or marrying a person, like that same energy exists in this dynamic. And I don't see you apart from me. Like, I just feel like our souls are here together. Like, there's no way for them to be apart.
I agree. I was thinking that too. The reason I said the feelings have changed, because we were talking the other day too about the feelings of going through a breakup. And then I was like, that's how, if we broke up, that's how it would feel for me, because your family is my family. I wouldn't have any family here. Like, whenever there's a family night, I'm there. The family's mine.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah, for sure.
So if something happened and we weren't friends anymore, it would really be a thing.
Yeah.
You know, it would really be
It would be pretty life altering for not just us, for everybody involved, like my mom, like everybody, you know, because also our families have like
linked up.
Yeah, like your mom and my mom are friends. Right. Like, so it's just, it would be pretty difficult. So I think that our friendship has definitely strengthened. I feel like we have a great bond.
Agreed.
We feel the same there.
Don't fuck with us.
Period, bitch.
Okay. Why are you maintaining this relationship? Is that kind of similar?
It's kind of similar.
Should I pick another one?
Yeah, pick another.
Okay. We want to give you guys a layered combo.
Conversation, yeah.
What the hell?
What?
Now, this one has a pepper on the top.
A little spicy.
It says, do you think I'm sexually satisfied? Do you think I'm sexually satisfied? Why or why not?
Okay, I think that's a little inappropriate.
It's just not necessary for
it's
right now.
It's like kind of weird.
Okay. What do you think you were born to do but aren't doing and why?
What do you think?
A question for you.
That I was born to do and why.
That you're not doing.
That I'm not doing. What do I think that I was born to do that I'm not doing? I think just living in the fullness of myself. Like taking up space. You know, like, not having to second guess myself and question myself. Like, I was already born perfect. Mm-hmm. I was already born worthy. I was already born with everything that I need to, like, make it through life and be successful and have abundance. And I think that my practical mind, being logical, just fear about what it would look like to have all those things, really being in the front, in the spotlight, is kind of scary for me. That's what I would say.
I would say that I was born to be on a stage, and I'm not.
Why not?
Because I feel like I haven't received the opportunity to be on one. I mean, I've been on a stage in a sense with this show, but I feel like we, because we're in this together, should be on more stages, nigga.
Period.
Bigger stages.
The main stage.
Yes, the main.
The main stage for sure.
And sometimes that gets me a little annoyed because I'm like, you know, I've always felt like I was not here to work a conventional job.
She's been literally saying that, y'all, since she had a YouTube channel. This is like goes back at least 10 years.
I really feel like that.
At least 10 years.
So every year that I'm still working this conventional job, I'm like, Lord. When are we going to eliminate this piece, you know, and have a backup? I don't want it eliminated without a backup. But
for sure.
When are we going to when are we going to allow me to really step into my era?
And that's how I feel. I feel like that. Like, I want to step into my era, but I'd be a little
fully.
I'd be scared. Like, oh, my God, we have to go out there. But I feel like this is the season. This is the time.
Yeah.
This is the time. We're in that era. We're in that energy.
We have to be, because I just feel like a part of me feels stifled, you know? Like, I'm just basically not living in the full embodiment of who I was put here to be.
Yeah.
Nigga, and I'm ready.
We're working towards it.
Like a little bird in a cage looking out.
Looking out. Okay. What are the subjects we avoid talking about, and how do you feel about that?
What do we avoid talking about?
Yeah.
I don't really think there's a particular subject that we avoid talking about. Maybe sometimes we avoid getting super emotional or.
You think? I don't feel like there's. So I think it's timing. I think there's specific subjects during certain seasons or times.
Okay, I agree.
So typically everything's available and open for us to talk about. But I think the
depth of which we talk about it depends on
where we are at in that current moment. And I think it's more of a respect thing and kind of having discernment and knowing maybe they don't want to go that deep around this right now.
Especially if your feelings about it are... I don't want to say controversial.
Yeah. Opposite of where you are in it.
Exactly.
Girl. Yeah.
Yeah. Because eggshells.
I think that's what we.
It's funny because I was listening to Mila and Erica on their podcast, Good Moms, Bad Choices. Mm-hmm. And Erica decided to re-enter her relationship. Mm-hmm. And Mila has some feelings about it because as a friend, when you're on the other side and you hear like the reason why somebody is not in a relationship and they decide to reenter it,
yeah,
it's like, oh, you know, I respect what you're doing, but that doesn't eliminate the feelings that I have, yeah, or whatever. And then Erica had said something that kind of reminded me of a conversation that you and I had. She was like, you know, sometimes I don't want to tell you what's really going on because the faces that you make.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel judged. And Mila was like, I'm going to work on that.
I think, yeah, it's that. So, because I mean, like, we're all having our own experiences here and we all are entitled to our own experiences. And sometimes it is difficult when you are so close with a person because you take on, like, you know, you become protected.
All of
it
was happening.
Yeah, you want the best for them. And when you can see, when you're not emotionally invested in a particular situation, you are very logical and like black and white about it. Where it's like, girl, but it's because your heart's not involved in it. So I think what I've learned is like, if my heart is not involved in a situation, that I have to be very, very mindful in particular about what I say, how I say it, when I say it, because you're in a different space. And we're going to react to a situation differently.
Yeah, the way we would handle it could be different.
Yeah, that's what I think.
So, yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one is a little deep.
What is
it? It ain't too deep. But what is a mistake you see me making repeatedly, and why do you think I keep making it? Let's get real. Come on, let it out. I'm allowing the space.
Yeah.
A mistake that I keep fucking making. And why do you think I keep making it? Come on, tell me.
I hate that this.
Why?
Because certain things I want to like.
Germany, just say it, girl. I'm giving you permission.
It's just because it's here on the pod. If we were over a glass of wine, it would be different answering these questions in the house. Now it's on wax. Oh, sometimes I.
It probably has to do with niggas.
It does.
I knew it because I knew the mistake.
I don't want to call it a mistake though. I feel like it's a lesson that you're constantly learning. Like you haven't really mastered it yet.
It's my impractical.
Where you can level up on it.
My impractical but romantic ideal.
I think some of the men choices, yeah, the nigga choices. I will say.
I agree.
But I think that once the choice has been like chosen, once you've chosen it and a red flag shows up, you don't see it as a red flag. Yeah. I'll be like, Brittany, I'll be talking casually. I'm like, that's a red flag.
I'll make it yellow.
I don't quite see it as a red
flag. I'll make
flag
it
yet.
Yellow.
I don't see it as a red flag. And I'm like, okay, well, we see it differently. And then I'm just like, okay, this is one of those situations like the subjects to avoid where now is probably not the time for me to express how I feel about it or how I see it because you see it differently.
Right.
Like, for instance, and we shared this on Patreon. Is it okay if I talk about the date?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So she went on a date with someone and very early on in the dating process, it was very short lived, but the person was being hypersexual, like super, super sexual,
like
always trying to like essentially fuck or present in, like circumstances where fucking could occur.
Talking about fucking,
all the time,
talking about fucking
all the time. And I was like, Brittany, that's a red flag. Like, what the fuck? But you were like, I don't quite see it as a red flag yet. And I'm thinking, okay. And it's those type of things. I think like you'll just like let it go on a little longer than it should, or
then just nipping it immediately.
Yeah, then just nip it in the bud, and then it's drawn out for no reason. And I'm like, she don't even got to be going through this.
I know,
but she's going through it because she.
I didn't let
the nigga out back there at the red light.
Listen, I'll stand tall as a woman and admit I will admit that is a problem for me. That is,
mm-hmm.
I need to nip it at the butt at the first sign.
And the why?
Oh yeah, why?
And the why? I think it's like definitely you want like companionship. I think because you
Yes, I idealize people and I see things for what I think they can be,
right,
than what they actually are. Mm. That's the fucking problem. That has been the problem. I'm looking at what could potentially be instead of just accepting things for what they are.
Yeah.
And I read what I need to do. I do need to tell you this. I do need to tell you what's going on because I'm so impractical in that area of my life. I'm practical everywhere else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But because I'm so impractical in the romantic relationships, I need to share with a trusted person what is really going on without holding back so that they can give me the sound advice, the logical advice, the black and white of, no, actually, I don't think this is such a good idea.
Yeah.
Because I'm blind.
And I think
I'm Ray Charles.
You really do. Okay.
I think I think Helen Keller damn near can't hear either.
I think it's helpful that, like, our Venus is in two different signs. Like, my Venus is in Virgo. So I really be logical in this bitch. I'm like, that don't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And Brittany's Venus is in Cancer, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So it's just a little bit much, much different energy and approach to relationships.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I think. Okay, what do you think?
But the good thing is we're on a fresh path.
Yeah, the path is
the path is clear,
and it's fresh.
So we have another chance. Mm-hmm. A mistake that you repeatedly make, and why? Not doing shit that you're supposed to be, not doing stuff at the last motherfucking minute, or not doing
it at all.
At all.
Yeah.
Why? Because you don't know how to push through stuff that is difficult or not immediately of interest to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a mistake that you repeatedly make.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. No. This is true. Yeah. This is true. And I seen something recently that said, like, adopt this mindset of just, like, doing it right then and there. As soon as something comes to your mind, just do it and then cross
even
it off
your list. Even a text message. Respond immediately. Because then it'll be...
I know, y'all. I've ghosted so many people. Not intentionally. Not intentionally. Because, and that's another thing. It happens with everybody. It's not one particular person. If somebody's... I just am not good at that. But I could be better. I'm just, I'm just a procrastinator. And if I don't find immediate, like, instant gratification out of it, or like something that I find valuable, then I don't want to engage in it or do it.
Right.
And that's trash.
It's like you have to be on fire for everything to do it. And it's like, that's just not realistic.
Yeah.
To be on fire for it all.
I know. She has to work through it. She said,
listen, awareness is the first step.
Yeah.
You're aware. So put some things in place to help you, you know,
whatever that needs to be. I think a good, like I said, practice would be when I think about doing something to do it. Because I'll think of some shit and be like, I'll do it in a couple hours. In a couple hours coming, I'll be like, I'll do it later. And then I look up and it ain't even done.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, that got away from me. And it really.
She loved to say something got away from her. Like, did you ever have it?
It gets
did
away.
Did you ever have it?
I had it. I had it at one point. It was in my thoughts. And then it literally be slipping through my fingers, y'all. I'm like, I actually don't have
it. No, you had it in your thoughts, not in your hand. Okay, you need to maybe put it in your hand.
It never gets to my hand. It hardly gets to my hand. And then I'm like. And then I got to get frantic about it. Once I don't have any, like, choice but to do it, then I'll do it.
How does that make you feel when you're in the frantic state?
I need to get out of that state. That's where I live. That's what's most comfortable to me, like, doing everything at the last minute. But I don't want to do that. Because, honestly, it's not beneficial. It's not good for my nervous system. And I have a sensitive nervous system.
Yeah, you
so
need
to. So it's kind of like.
It's all dysregulated.
Just do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Okay, girly pops, the questions are getting good, but you know we have to take a break. More Black Girl Bravado coming up right after this. What do you think I want most from you that I'm not getting?
Maybe I would say I do listen. But feeling you, you be wanting me to really feel you, like, agree, you know, really getting into the feelings with you. Like, do you hear what you feel? You know, Brittany, but do you understand?
Yeah.
And I'm just more like a lot of stuff that bothers you. Don't be bothering me.
I know.
So sometimes you feel like your feelings are irrational because I'm like, I can quickly see. I guess the other side or something like that. And sometimes, even if you do come to the other side, you want to ruminate on it a little bit.
I do.
So maybe that. I don't know. I give you everything.
You do. You do give me everything. You do give me everything. I could agree, but I think you've gotten better. I think you've gotten better at, like, listening to me and responding in a way that I feel like that sort of validates my experience and my emotions. Because I do know, like, overall, I am more emotional than you, and like I have more of an emotional response. So being that we know that about one another, I think that you have done a much better job at meeting me where I am. And when I'm, and when you're not there, you feel like I'm being irrational. You'll just be like, no.
Yeah.
I don't agree. And then I'm like, this bitch.
Right.
She don't agree. Okay. What about you? Oh, it's your turn. Me to answer.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think I want most from you that I'm not getting?
What do you think I want from
yeah,
you?
Yeah. 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 What do you, probably for me to be more, I don't know if it's like, if the word would be more responsible, because I am more responsible. I am more responsible, more ambitious. I think you would want me.
I think you are ambitious.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that you're not ambitious. I think that you're just not maybe the initiator to achieve said ambition.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not like you're not responsible. You're very responsible. But you, like you said, you wait till the fire don't immediately be under your ass.
Is that, and I don't know what the word for that would be. I don't know what the word, like, more timely, more, I don't know what it will be, but like the thing, the difference between Brittany and I is like, we'll have something to do, right? And it'll be like, whatever it is. And I'll look up and Brittany's already done it. And I'm like, bitch, I was going to.
When?
I'll be like, I was going to do that. Why did she already do that? Is that, I think you want me to just like think about something and get it done, like execute. My executive function is not good. Is that like that thing in your brain and your mind that says like, do it, go now. That is not strong.
Yeah.
So I think that, especially in the business, I think that's something that you would want from more from me.
Yeah, that would be nice, but we're working through it.
Yeah.
We're working through it. Okay. What's a mistake you've made that changed your life?
Oh my God. A mistake that I made that has changed your life?
Yeah.
A mistake. What's a mistake that I've made that has changed my life?
Yeah, this might be for the more seasoned. We are a little seasoned, but we haven't been put in the grill.
I don't feel like I've made too many mistakes where I'm like, wow, that put me on a different path or a different track. I don't feel like I have any right now.
Okay, that's okay. You don't have
to. What about you?
I don't either.
Maybe we should ask.
Because I don't be taking that many risks. I don't feel like I've made any like a life changing mistakes. Like I've made mistakes that have made me make better decisions. Mm-hmm. Like I've told on this, shared on this podcast before, like financial decisions that had me with my credit score through the floor. Like that made me change things that.
For sure. Lessons.
But nothing that has been like pivotal or life changing yet.
Okay. It's okay. That's just one we can't answer.
Yeah.
You want to answer, ask a different question, your next question?
Yeah. What do you think life is teaching me right now?
What do I think
teaching life me? Is teaching what do you think you? Life is teaching me?
Worth.
Ooh.
Bitch. I think life is teaching you that you don't have to settle.
Yes.
And that you don't have to compromise.
And I
like,
don't.
You don't have to just accept what's being handed to you. That like, if you don't like whatever is presented, that you don't have to take it.
Leave it on the shelf.
Yeah. Just leave it. You don't have to make it work. Because you have a very like, I can make that work type of personality.
I do. I have a real martyr type of energy.
Yeah.
And I'm putting her on the shelf.
Yeah.
I deserve.
Yeah.
What I think life is teaching you right now.
What do you think? What is being taught to me?
I think that a few things. I think that life is probably teaching you to release some of your control around a lot of things.
Yeah.
How you're perceived, the way you have like these timelines and want to like control, to release control, to release control, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's what life's teaching.
And I'm going to add on to that. I think life is also teaching me a few other things, that I'm safe, right? That like I have this irrational fear, this invasive thought that something's always going to happen to me. And every day I wake up and I make it back home and everybody in my life is safe and there's no threat against my life. So I think that like through this lived experience and it's showing it to be true that like you're safe. You can relax. And that's what the other thing that life is teaching me, to relax.
Yeah.
Because I can be a little tightly wound and a little anxious. Like this morning, Andres and I were trying to get out the house and like we got to the gym. We had went to the gym and mm-hmm. I was like, I like to be at the gym.
Oh
like,
my God.
Cause the gym by my house, y'all, it gets so busy, packed. And you know, once I'm such a creature of habit.
Girl,
and like,
it'll be like 1 minute beyond. Mm-hmm. She likes to be there at 8:00. It'll be like 8:02 and she'll be screaming like, I like to be here at 8:00.
Yes. Because like, girl, I don't know why. It's a timeline thing. It's a control thing. It's like,
yeah.
Because I've already planned out my day down to the damn minute damn near. So I have to release that too. But we had got there and I was like, we're not first. We're not first. And he was like, relax. And I was like, babe, just go get in line while I change my shoes. And in the process of him getting to the line, he let four people go ahead of him. And when we got in the line, I said, four people.
Oh
in that
God.
Time frame, four people got ahead of us. And after we were done with the workout, we left. We were on our way back home. He was like, you see, nobody was on the shit you wanted to work out on. No, you were able to
exactly.
get in and do what you wanted to do. And I said,
no
it's
need
because
to add
we were
that
at least
layer
there.
Of stress.
I know. And I'm learning to release it and work on it. But y'all, it's hard. He was like, you see, nobody got the shit that you wanted. It's because we were there.
Yeah.
I said, it's because we were there. But yeah.
Another thing that since we're adding okay. on additional yeah. that I think that life is teaching me right now mm-hmm. is to just embrace the season that I'm in.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about this, but I just feel like that's what stop waiting on or brewing over when this mm-hmm. and just enjoy where you're at.
Period. Because you won't be here again.
Right.
Hopefully not.
Right. Hopefully we're on up and up. There's no progression.
Yeah.
But this is where I am right now.
Yes.
So.
Okay. What is the greatest lesson I taught you?
Ooh, that's cute.
Yeah. What's the greatest lesson?
That's a cute question. Greatest lesson?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is a lesson, I guess. Mm-hmm. If I'll say a thing, is to just have a good time. You're a good time girl.
Thanks.
Yeah, like you're a good time girl with light energy. So I feel like you help keep that in me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like that. The greatest lesson you've taught me is to be about my business. I feel like I'm already about my business. I'm very responsible. But the way in which you are like very driven and going back to that executive function, like you're very decisive. I really admire that. If you say you're going to do a thing, you can do a thing.
Yeah.
And like you can put your mind to something and like learn it and figure it out and be like, you know, it's just like the execution that I really admire. And I'm like, I can do that too.
Yeah, you can.
I can do it too. Even if it's hard. I always say it's like the Virgo energy.
Yeah, it's the Virgo vibe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's that.
I need to take that Virgo and Venus and put it in.
Listen, where it's at, it's doing, where it's at, it's doing numbers. Okay, I need that in that placement in my chart. Listen, if I had the Virgo there,
girl,
where it's at, it does numbers. You don't need a lot of that Virgo in you.
No.
Because a lot can be
a little tough.
A lot,
yeah. Very grounding.
Yeah. What's the most recent thing I've done that surprised you?
The most recent thing you've done that surprised me. I don't think.
Probably nothing.
Yeah.
It has been no cat in that. nothing has been surprising lately. We've been in a pretty mundane period.
I would agree. I don't think there's anything that you've done recently that surprised me. Like, I'm pretty, I've come to understand like your routines, your flow. Like, I don't think you're ever gonna shock me.
I've been shocked her. She was probably like, what the fuck are you doing?
There hasn't been anything that you've shocked me by.
Yeah.
What about you? Me.
Girl, I feel the same.
Yeah.
There's literally nothing. There's literally nothing that we do that shocked each other because we're transparent. Like, I was like, girl, you didn't tell me you were going to New York because I thought she was. And she was like, girl, because I'm not. And I was like, oh, God, that was going to shock me. Yeah. That was going to surprise me. If she was going somewhere,
I was like,
because one of
what?
Our homegirls thought she was going. if she was going somewhere and hadn't told me, that would have surprised me. Like, so we're just going places. You can go. You can go. But, I mean, let me know. I don't want to find out from other people.
I was like, I'm not. I said, what? When am I doing that? What am I doing, girl? I'm not going nowhere. Yeah, there's nothing. There's no surprises here. It's pretty. Black and white, transparent.
It's pretty.
Everybody's
damn near calendars. Yeah. Shared calendars.
Everybody's in the know about what's going on.
We are.
What is something you never want me to forget?
Wow. What's You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
That's a banger.
Is that Maroon 5?
No.
Is the group you wanted to see?
That's not Maroon 5. That's, what the fuck John. Is his name? No. I forgot his name. I'll figure it out. James. Yes. James. It's something James, I think.
That man.
Damn. James Blunt.
Okay.
Golly.
Something that I want you never to forget is that you are.
Come on, Maya.
Fuck you.
Poetic.
No, really, that you are capable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I think that it's easy for you to see others' capability, but you're just as capable.
Period. I am.
You know?
I am. Period.
You're just as capable.
You're right, because sometimes I can see how they're getting to it and why it makes sense for them, and I'm like, huh?
Right, like what? You're like, what? The why? Fuck? How are they? Why are they? And it's and like it, you. It could be you too.
It definitely could.
You're
be.
Capable.
It's
gonna
be.
Nothing is different.
Yes,
with the executive functioning you have and all that.
Yeah.
It's you're capable.
What is something?
You have to answer this.
I did. It's my question.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes. Damn.
I still have my card in my hand.
What's something I never want you to forget? I think, like, back to what I said already, that you're deserving of everything that you want to have, and you don't have to settle, and you don't have to make things work, and just whatever you want to get, that it's within your power to have it, and that you deserve it. That everybody else does not have to get it. And it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing about capability.
Exactly.
It's like, don't, if you see somebody else have something that's really amazing and awesome, you can have that too. You don't have to accept whatever's just being presented because, like, well, this is what
scraps,
I got.
Right.
Yeah, like, you don't have
Maybe it's not even scraps. Just something that is not what I want.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Exactly.
It's not what I want.
No.
I can have exactly what
you
want.
Exactly. You can have exactly what you want.
I don't have to nigger rig it.
Exactly. That's what I would say. Period. I really like this game.
This is good. We have a whole box to get through. So maybe we'll come back and do
something like this every quarter or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll tag this in the show notes so that you can use it. This can be the gym this week.
Yeah.
That's the gym.
The skin deep. And cards, friendship edition. They have couples edition. They have.
I love it.
All types of editions. So find the edition for you.
Yes.
And have a good time with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to end this episode here. We will be back next week.
Yes.
Talking about embracing the season that you're in.
Mm.
So come back and chit chat with us. And we will see you all next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.